Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn! Yeah! Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens, it's that end. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
Hello there, everyone. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to another episode of the Brouhaha. Since we last met, the Beastie Boys released a brand new music video and single for the Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 track, Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win. But in the inner Beastie Boys fan circle, we just refer to it as the Santa Gold Song. And when the video was released, my friend Troy, he has appeared on the Brouhaha a couple times, he emailed both me and Prof D, and he was like, well, what's your favorite part of the video? And oddly enough, and I don't even know why I like this part of the video, it's when Ad-Rock's action figure jumps off the stage and then body surfs. Just, it's neat. I don't know why. Little action figure, stage diving, body surfing, my favorite part of the video. I also like the Sure Shot plumbing van. Thought that was very clever. I liked how you can see the human hands controlling the action figures in the music video. And then, of course, at the end of the video, I love it when Ad-Rock is just lounging on the boat with Santa Gold water skiing. And I didn't know that Ad-Rock had that huge tattoo on his chest. Now, if this video was made by any other band, it might be my favorite video of 2011. But the Beastie Boys are victims of their own greatness. This is the second music video off of Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. I was really hoping that the actual Beastie Boys themselves would be in this video since they weren't in Make Some Noise, and they weren't. And that bums me out. During, you know, a normal promotional cycle, if this was, say, the fourth music video and single, I'd be thrilled with the action figure plot and the 11-minute epic version of the video. But at this point in time, I just want to see the Beastie Boys in a music video. And I don't care if they're just sitting on rocking chairs eating nachos. So those are my thoughts on Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win. And coinciding with the music video release was I don't know if it was a remix EP, a remix album, a remix single, a maxi single, perhaps. But we got a whole bunch of remixes of Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win. And if you can't figure out which of these remixes is your favorite, fear not, because right now on the Brouhaha, we give you the Brouhaha free-for-all mega mix of Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win. Enjoy.
Okay.
your plans and your draft in debts. You try to play to win, but now you lost. Hard clams, no talk to soul. Scheming in the attic, got your headache. So dramatic, I got the spats. Mathematics, automatic, systematic. She's super bad now, what you want now?
It does go well with a chicken.
Love it. Also a little bummed that that song isn't bigger. Why isn't that song the summer jam of 2011? How is Party Rocker from LMFAO bigger than that? I don't know. And Katy Perry has 5 number one singles. Why can't Don't Play No Game That I Can't Win get some love on the radio? And who knows, maybe a couple years from now it'll be used in a commercial or a movie, and it will get the respect it deserves. But I just, the first time I heard that song, I thought it has mainstream pop radio appeal, and I don't know. I don't, you know what? I'm in the business and I still don't know how it works. Who knows? Should have been the jam of 2011. Doesn't look like it's going to be that. On today's episode of the Brouhaha, since the MTV Video Music Awards are right around the corner, happening this weekend, and since the Beastie Boys have performed on the VMAs, today, and this is sort of a mouthful, we are going to count down the top 10 live Beastie Boys performances on national TV of all time. And I hope you caught all that. And I was inspired because VMAs are coming up, and there's part of me secretly hoping, dreaming, yearning that the Beastie Boys are just going to shock the world and do a surprise performance at the VMAs. First live performance of Make Some Noise. It's not going to happen, but I want it to happen. And because it's not going to happen, I thought back to the 1998 VMAs. Beastie Boys doing 3MCs and 1DJ and Intergalactic. Fabulous. And maybe even more fabulous, 94 VMAs when the Beastie Boys do Sabotage. So that inspired me to do this mouthful of a countdown, the top 10 live Beastie Boys performances on national TV. So let me explain the ground rules before we get into it. To qualify, the songs had to be performed live, and I guess not necessarily live because Letterman isn't, it's taped live, but it doesn't air live. Songs performed live on national TV in the USA. Now, there have been some dandies overseas, but those, unfortunately, do not qualify for today's countdown. So, when we come back, we will count down the top 10 live Beastie Boys performances on national TV of all time.
Hey! Yeah, we're having a bit of tea. Good for the throat.
It's not really a proper tea, though, with sandwiches and everything.
No. Yeah, that would be nice if anyone wants to bring us some scones. This, what do they call it? Scones? Cream?
What do they call those things?
You know them things.
You know, the little, like, stacked up trays and shit with the crust cut off.
All right. Maybe the next song, maybe this song we should get the soul clap.
Stone clap?
The soul clap.
So you get the stone clap and then things,
you know. Clap your hands to the beatbox.
If you want, Mike, whatever you want.
Alright, let's try one. It might be bad, though. Alright, what's next joint? We're gonna start with a clap.
The brouhaha.
We are back on the brouhaha, and we will now break down the top 10 live Beastie Boys performances on national TV of all time. I know it's a mouthful. And if you're asking yourself, well, what constitutes best? Just my favorite. You know, sometimes we have, you know, we will have a poll here. We will have a board and we will count down, you know, B-sides or remixes, but it's tough to get those people together in the summer, especially at the end of summer when people are trying to cram in things that they didn't do earlier in the summer. So this is just me, my favorite live performances that have been seen on national television by the Beastie Boys. And the way I want to do it is I'm going to set each one up, and then I'll play a small clip of the song, but I'm going to do it a little differently for the first one to see if I can throw you for a loop. So here is number 10.
Gentlemen, but there's just really no reason to do this song here tonight.
Can't you beat me?
In the shadow of light, not doubted, in up in my riddle eyes.
Uh-huh. Not Sabotage, but Radio Radio from Elvis Costello featuring the Beastie Boys. Not even a Beastie Boys song, but because it's my countdown, I allow it. And this was a performance from the 25th anniversary special of Saturday Night Live, and a little tip of the cap to when Elvis Costello many years earlier performed Radio Radio on SNL when he wasn't supposed to, because that song talks about, you know, corporate radio selling out. And Elvis Costello says he was going to play another song, played a few opening bars of it, and then he kicked into Radio Radio. And a little side note, I believe the Sex Pistols were supposed to perform on that show, but they weren't able to get the visas. And I also heard that, I guess, like an old lady won a contest and she was the guest host of that show. So when you look back, it's not that big of a deal that Elvis Costello performed and he played Radio Radio, because things could have gone much worse if the Sex Pistols were on with this random old lady hosting the show. But anyway, that is your number 10 best Beastie Boys live performance on national TV. And as you will hear throughout this countdown, I'm going to probably mess up the wording of that, but you get the gist. So we go to number 9, another Saturday Night Live moment. And this one comes to us from December of 1994. Of course, the Beastie Boys were touring all year long on the Lollapalooza tour, supporting their album Ill Communication. And in this performance, Ad Rock, he was just exceptional. Had the lipstick kiss on his cheeks. Beastie Boys in winter coats. Listen for yourself. Number 9, Sure Shot.
Oh, yes, indeed, it's fun time.
Fun time, because you can't afford.
You don't stop.
Because you can't
afford.
You
don't stop.
You know you can't
afford. You don't stop. Stop.
He ain't coming rock. Ooh. Sure Shot.
I'm going to say a little something. This one on the show. Disrespect the women, this captain is true. So all the mothers and the sisters and the wives and friends, I got to offer my love and respect to them.
Get all that back and throw something to the fire against the rocket and TV.
That was a great performance. And at the time, the Beastie Boys were supporting their current single, Sure Shot. And then I knew there were instruments on stage. We'll talk about that later. So now we go to number 8. And let me explain the story behind this. In 1994, right before the Beastie Boys were set to release Ill Communication, they appeared on MTV's 120 Minutes. So I watched the episode, and during the closing credits, they showed the Beastie Boys performing So What You Want Live. And I lost my mind. I was like, where was this from? How did I miss this? I want a whole recording of it. And they played like a snippet of it, and then they faded to black, and it was no more. After doing a little bit of research, I found out that this performance was on a show called Hanging with MTV. And I used to watch Hanging with MTV, but I guess I wasn't home that afternoon. Beastie Boys performed a whole bunch of songs. I believe they were the house band that day. And this performance brought down the house. Our number 8 live Beastie Boys performance.
Know about something that I talk about. I'm tired of jamming as the time that I walk about. But in the meantime, watch the demise. Got eyes in the back of my head, so we'll realize. Dr. Spock is just to rock your world. Don't go off the wall if you're playing the wall. I said, what you want?
And even Hurricane doing a little wiki on the turntables. Because sometimes when the Beastie Boys, you know, performed any song, no, Hurricane would just let the record play and do a couple scratches, but he got into it there. And listening to that performance does not do it justice, because the Beastie Boys were just bouncing all over the place. So you kind of need to see it and hear it. And we go to number 7. Speaking of the VMAs, the Beastie Boys performed at the 1998 MTV Video Music Awards. They did a medley of 3MCs and 1DJ and Intergalactic. And I call this performance a beautiful mess, because the Beastie Boys were not perfect on this performance. If you watch the show, you know that at the end of 3MCs and 1DJ, Ad-Rock was stage left, and both Mike D and MCA grabbed him and sort of tossed him stage right so they could get into their setup for Intergalactic, you know, where they all touch each other's hands and they point their arms out. And then during the breakdown of Intergalactic, MCA comes in one bar too early. Mike D catches this. Mike D tries to correct it. So when it's Mike D's turn for the lyrics, he goes into the "I am known to do the WAP." He's supposed to do it 2 times. If he wanted to correct it. I mean, in actuality, he's only supposed to do it once. He did it 3 times. So he was. It's tough to think on the fly like that. So then Ad-Rock tries to help out Mike D, cueing him in on the Flintstone flop part. So MCA messes up. Mike D tries to correct it. He messes up. Ad-Rock tries to catch Mike D. And who is the MVP in all of this? Mixmaster Mike. In his rookie season, stops the record before it goes into the drop sample. And if he didn't stop the record, Beastie Boys may have never lived that down. There may have been a VH1 or MTV clip show, biggest fails in live music history. That could have been on the countdown. Mixmaster Mike stops the record. Presence of mind to put that finger down. And then he does the drop, and then everything's okay. And if you are a casual Beastie Boys fan, you didn't catch any of this. So listen for yourself at number 7, Intergalactic.
Do the WAP. I am known to do the WAP. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mixmaster Mike, MVP. Number 6 on the Top 10 Live Beastie Boys Performances on National TV of all time. And a lot of these, like I was saying about, I think I was talking about the So What You Want on Hanging with MTV, both visually and sonically pleasing. And the reason this one made the countdown is because of its visuals. To check it out on the day of the album release of To the Five Boroughs, Beastie Boys performed this on the Late Show with David Letterman. They came up from the Blue Train and Orange Train stop. I think that's on 54th Street. And I've actually, sometimes, I used to work at 1633 on Broadway. And after that performance, I would sometimes just use that exit on purpose and be like, this is the exit that the Beastie Boys used. And I don't know if any of you have tried to mug or pose for a camera, especially when it's moving, but it's difficult to do. And the Beastie Boys, they pretty much created the art form, and that's why they pulled this off perfectly. And then I also liked at the end of the performance when they invaded David Letterman's personal space. That's usually a no-no, but the Beastie Boys did it anyway. And this performance was near perfect, and here's the only reason why I don't think it's perfect. Because when they step into the studio, you can hear the crowd cheering, but how awesome would it have been if the Beastie Boys stepped into the studio during the course? But once again, that's very tough to time out. And it's amazing that no cameramen tripped or the Beastie Boys didn't trip during this performance. So here you go, number 6, to check it out on Letterman. Then a few hours later, the Beastie Boys headed to MTV that day to promote their brand new album, To the Five Boroughs. And they did a live television special on MTV, and we will talk about that in a little bit. But right now, we have our number 5 song on the countdown, Root Down, from Conan O'Brien. And I always forget my late show names. You know what I'm talking about. There's what? The Tonight Show, The Late Show, The Late Late Show. I forget. You know what? I can't remember the... But you know where I'm going. Root Down, Conan O'Brien. I believe the Beastie Boys were promoting the DVD release of Awesome I Shot That. And this is the most well-rehearsed I've ever seen the Beastie Boys on national TV. You could tell that they worked diligently on this version of the Root Down. And I don't know why I called it the Root Down. But you've got the Beastie Boys all wearing red. Mixmaster Mike, not dropping 3 beats. He's dropping beat after beat after beat after beat. The Beastie Boys do the weave. And Mixmaster Mike, his vinyl speaks to my heart, especially when he drops that Mr. Rogers sample. Mr. Rogers representing the great city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you can hear his Pittsburghese in that sample. So a lot of work put into this performance, and it is mighty entertaining. Here you go, Root Down on Conan O'Brien.
To Mr. Invisible Man, I like to give him a pass. Can get root down, I put my root down.
How much you've grown since last time you played your record?
should know. Enough of that. I'm gonna keep my respect to MCA. Got the bottom of my blood.
Was a rapper for the freedom. If there's a praise through the love, and I'm a fifth on back. I'm feeling good to play a little music. The tears running down my face, cause I love to do. And no one can stop us from throwing more. I'm no master in this acting with a sad score. I take a little sad out to my dad and mom. I'm bringing me into this world. And some more. I kick it root down. I put my root down. I kick it root down. I put my root down. So how you wanna kick it?
Gonna kick it root down.
So how you wanna kick it?
Gonna kick it root down.
So how you gonna rock it?
Gonna rock it root down.
Gonna bring it on down. Gonna kick it root down.
And speaking of Root Down, we have another Root Down performance. This was filmed in black and white in Glasgow, Scotland. I think it was 98. It was a random afternoon, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock East Coast time. Troy alerted me of this, that there was MTV was going to air this live Beastie Boys concert from Scotland. And I always love this rendition of Root Down. Especially that instrumental Mixmaster Mike drops in. Because if you watch it, Ad-Rock just goes nuts. Looks like an Indian doing a war dance when Mixmaster Mike drops that instrumental. And if anyone knows what that instrumental is, please let me know. Because I'm a fan. So much so that this version of Root Down, filmed in Scotland, shown on MTV, yes, here in the United States, is number 4 on the countdown. Gonna kick it root down. And earlier I was telling you about how when the Beastie Boys performed to Check It Out on Letterman, following that performance, they marched downtown to MTV Studios to do the special Live to the Five Boroughs. And at the time, I was working at MTV2. And earlier in the week, we did a $2 bill concert with the Beastie Boys. And I think it was like a Wednesday or Thursday, someone said, hey, did you know the Beastie Boys are doing a live special on MTV? And I said, no. I'm like, that's awesome. Can I go? And they're like, yeah, we'll hook you up. You can get in. And then later in the week, a producer came up to me and he's like, would you like to host the live Beastie Boys special on MTV? I said, sure. And I was just happy to get in. I didn't need to host. I was just happy to watch the Beastie Boys perform because I knew that they were going to do 2 performances. I thought they were going to do 2 songs off of To the Five Boroughs. I was wrong. They did a new song and an old song. The new song was Triple Trouble. The old song happened to be So What You Want, my favorite Beastie Boys song of all time. So you've got Beastie Boys fan interviewing the Beastie Boys, doing a live special on MTV, and then getting to throw to his favorite song of all time. It was mind-blowing, and that's why it's number 3 on the list. And if you'll notice, there is no annoying host on the tail end of that song. And that was done purposely. Because when I was hosting that show, I made sure that both the beginning and especially the end of the songs were clean so I could put those on mixtapes. I was thinking ahead. So as soon as the final note faded and the audience clapped and I felt it was sufficient, then I back announced the Beastie Boys performance. But I had to have it clean for mixtape purposes, and I had to have it clean many years later for this countdown. And speaking of that night, right now I have a world exclusive for ya. I dug this up from the catacombs. It is the Beastie Boys soundcheck of Triple Trouble. Now, usually in the business, you stay away from soundchecks because, you know, a band is brushing up, they're not at their best. But I just want to prove to the world that even when the Beastie Boys half-ass it, when they're just kind of setting levels, they're still awesome. So listen to this. Dug this up from the MTV catacombs. Soundcheck of Triple Trouble on the night that the Beastie Boys released To the Five Boroughs.
And rehearse. Do that, Mike.
If you
want to know
the
real deal about the three,
well, let us tell you we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We got to bring y'all up to speed. Check it out.
He's our specializer, rhyme reviser. Selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see.
Yeah.
And you won't see me in advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Cause I'm not in it to throw up for nobody. I know from a spear like Willy One Real. This is like having a delicious meal.
And we're moving the crowd, well, that's a must. I got some words that apply to us. And that's mesmerizing,
huh?
Tantalizing, captivating with the excitement.
So if you
wanna know
the real deal about the three, well, let us tell you we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring y'all up to speed.
Check it out.
This one's for the bitches and the upper
tier.
Versatile or temperature. If you wanna tickle Mr. Belvedere, when this rap game like a brigadier.
I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11, snares on the 5 and 13. Got rhymes on time, that's the given.
Yo, Wally, you could take down the music a little bit because
yeah,
the vocals
definitely.
Are real buried under here. Yeah, take the track down.
The lyrics, yeah, man. Thank you. That's good.
If you
want to know
real deal about the three, well, let us tell you we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We got to bring y'all off the streets.
So check it out.
Nature, goddamn. Sharon on the microphone. I am Ed Rock, aka Sharp Cheddar. My rhymes are better. What the hell in the Troy is that?
Ooh.
Did I hear you say my rhymes is whack? I'm beautiful. You can't touch me.
Uh-huh.
If you pick a rose, well, you might just bleed.
We're originators. You can't faint.
Yeah.
Ignorance all past the plane.
Oh.
No rhymes coming out the brain. No beats to drive you insane.
Uh-huh.
No moves to make an air crane.
Ooh.
No skill to make the rhymes in grain. To leave you in flames. North style, but you can't do that.
Cause I walk,
I like John with a hood. Style so ill, you'll be like,
what?
Turn the party out like a bon vivant. With the skills that will that I know you want. Born the hot day with the eye
latte.
Devious, I like Wiley Coyote.
Hot and tight,
I'm even not this. A little to be nothing with a million of us.
If you wanna know
what the about the three,
well, let us tell you we're Triple Trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring y'all up to speed.
Yeah, that seemed cool once you brought the track down, Steve. That seemed.
I always forget that part.
There you go. A little present for all of you, for all of yins. We go to number 2 on the top 10 live Beastie Boys performances on national TV of all time. You've seen it. You love it. I love it. It's classic. It blows anything that I've ever seen on the VMAs, out of the water, 1994, Beastie Boys in forest green suits playing Sabotage. I don't need to say anything else. Take it away, Beastie Boys.
We'll be right back.
And everyone else that night had to feel inadequate, had to know that they got served. Beastie Boys performing Sabotage. In the post-game interview, Madonna said it was her favorite performance of the entire evening. And not to diss the Beastie Boys, but since that performance, no performance on the MTV Video Music Awards has ever topped that. The energy was there. Beastie Boys were on top of their game. Ed Rock had that little finger on his guitar. And then he said that thing at the end. And someone told me that's Portuguese. I should ask my wife what that is, but she's in the other room. So, and I have bootlegs too where he says that phrase. So if you guys know what that phrase is, please leave me a comment in the message section or leave me a message in the comment section, whatever your preference. But there you go, number two, Sabotage from the Beastie Boys at the 1994 MTV Video Music Awards. And that brings us to number one, the greatest live Beastie Boys song, live performance on national TV of all time. And it might be an unlikely choice for you. I'm sure some of you had Sabotage number one. Maybe some of you had Intergalactic number one. Maybe some of you had Beastie Boys on Soul Train. This is my favorite. It's always been my favorite. And let me set up the story for you. December 1994, sophomore year in college. The semester is almost out. The Beastie Boys are the musical guest on SNL. Their first song was Sure Shot. Was so good it made our countdown. Number 9 greatest live Beastie Boys performance on national TV. There were instruments on the stage. Led me to believe that the Beastie Boys were probably going to play Sabotage. I was watching SNL with two friends. They weren't necessarily big Beastie Boys fans. They liked to rib me because I was really into the Beastie Boys. They knew I was excited, and when the Beastie Boys didn't kick into Sabotage, and they kicked into Ricky's theme instead, a look of depression swept over my face. And I remember both of these friends, Ben and Matt, and if you're listening right now, you know who you are, they laughed at me, and they said, ha ha, no Sabotage. They played Sure Shot, and then they leave SNL by playing an instrumental. And the Beastie Boys can't play an instrumental on SNL. So at the end of Ricky's theme, AWOL and Eric Bobo hitting the cymbals, and instead of the screen fading to black, I hear this distortion. I was like, what's going on here? And then, unexpectedly, the Beastie Boys kick into Heart Attack Man. And if I knew that Heart Attack Man had a chance of being played on live TV, I would have said, yeah, go for Heart Attack Man more so than Sabotage. I was the world's happiest man. And when you listen to this audio, you can even hear Mike D and Ad-Rock give each other a chest bump during the little breakdown section. And then at the end of the performance, I don't know if it was planned or not, but Ad-Rock is so into it, he takes his guitar, jumps off the stage, and then smashes the guitar on the floor. And then there's a little splinter of the guitar that flies up in the air, and Mike D has to dodge it. TV gold. My favorite Beastie Boys performance on national TV ever. Here you go. Heart Attack Man, SNL, 1994. Yeah. I don't know. Is that wrong of me? That's my favorite live Beastie Boys performance on national TV ever? It was perfect. The clothes the Beastie Boys were wearing. The movements they were making. I mean, I can still see Ad Rock jumping up and down. MCA wearing his snowboard jacket, the same one that he wears on the Get It Together album cover. Everything was just, it was perfect. There has never been a better live Beastie Boys performance on TV, in my opinion, than that. It was magical, the Beastie Boys on top of the game in 1994, and there you go. My favorite top 10 live Beastie Boys performances on national TV ever. And we are going to take a break, and then we will wrap up this episode of The Brouhaha. We have returned to The Brouhaha, and now we will wrap up this episode. Before we go, a few things. We are looking for people to compete in 20 questions right here on The Brouhaha. It's very simple. We ask you 20 Beastie Boys questions. If you answer them correctly, you win a brand new... well, I guess it's not brand new. It's been sitting around for a while. I should say a homemade Beastie Boys diorama. So if you would like to compete, please email me over at beastiepodcast@gmail.com. And like we've talked about on past episodes of The Brouhaha, me and Prof D working on a top secret Beastie Boys video project. And hopefully, if all goes according to plan, you will be able to see that this fall. Hopefully early fall instead of late fall. Also, a couple months ago, Team VH1, and this is who I work for, we issued a softball challenge to the pressure. That challenge has been accepted by the one, the only, Chili. So details will follow right here on The Brouhaha. And before we go, I have to say that I'm an idiot. We were talking about the VMAs, and I forgot to mention that they are nominated for Best Video this year at the MTV Video Music Awards. I would love if they won, especially after losing out to Cryin' by Aerosmith in 1994, but I just have a gut feeling that Adele's Rolling in the Deep is just too tough to beat. So fingers crossed that Make Some Noise from the Beastie Boys wins Video of the Year at the MTV Video Music Awards this Sunday night, August 28th. And I believe they will show those on both MTV and VH1. So until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yins later. That's it, that's all there is. Come on. Yo, we gonna end it on a 1, 2, 3 note. Are you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Guarantee we bring the brouhaha. Because it's a brouhaha.